Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Just three sleeps out from Election Day and the race to the Lodge is tighter than it has been for months. Two major surveys out this morning reveal support for Labor is softening. A new Resolve strategic poll shows Labor's lead after preferences has narrowed to just 51% against 49%. Labor's primary vote has also dropped 3 points to 31% against the Coalition's 34%. Another survey by Roy Morgan found Labor's two-party lead over the Coalition has dropped by 6 points. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers has admitted on the ABC this morning it will be an uphill battle until the booths close on Saturday.
This will be a very close, very tight election. We expect it to be incredibly close on Saturday when the votes are counted, and that's why we take no votes and no outcome for granted. We'll be working our butts off all the way up to the close of polls.
Meantime, the Electoral Commission has revealed more than 3.2 million Aussies have already voted early. On the campaign trail today, Scott Morrison is back in Victoria and Anthony Albanese is in Canberra. And it seems social media may actually be the biggest winner out of this whole election campaign circus when all is said and done, with new stats showing just how much has been spent on online advertising. Labor is splashing more than $100,000 a day on Facebook ads. If you've been on YouTube lately, you may have seen about $18 million worth of promos for the United Australia Party. Meantime, the Liberal Party has put just 18 ads out on Facebook for a cost of $117,000. Listener.